Welcome to the St. Luke the Evangelist Parish Podcast. I'm Father David Frank, this is the year of St. Joseph, and I'm pleased to present the next in our Wednesday series of reflections on St. Joseph by the men of our St. Luke Parish family.
My name is Bob Hingle. I'm a parishioner of St. Luke. I've been a parishioner almost from the inception of our parish. I'm married to Cynthia. We've been blessed with 6 children and 13 grandchildren and a 14th on the way. Father Jared has asked me to share my reflection on the virtues of St. Joseph in this year of St. Joseph. St. Joseph is united as one with our Blessed Mother. We know that our Mother bore the Son of God, and in doing so was made perfect, free from all sin. She is the greatest woman to have ever lived. St. Joseph, as foster father to Jesus, the Son of God, and husband of Mary, is certainly among the greatest of men to have ever lived. St. Joseph and Mary were mirror images of one another as husband and wife. They shared so many of the same virtues. At the end of each mystery of the Rosary, I pray for a specific virtue that I associate with Joseph and Mary. As an example, I pray the joyful mysteries. The first joyful mystery, the Annunciation. Mary humbly accepts the announcement by the angel that she will become pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Saint Joseph, when he learns that Mary is pregnant, intends to divorce her quietly. But when he learns from the angel that she's pregnant by the Holy Spirit, he puts aside his pride and humbly receives the message and takes Mary into his home. Both share the virtue of humility. I pray for the virtue of humility. The second joyful mystery, the Visitation. Mary learns from the angel that Elizabeth is pregnant. Out of the virtue of charity, she goes immediately to assist her cousin. Joseph and Mary, over the course of their lives, even though they were economically poor, they reached out to those around them who were in need. True charity in action, giving out of their own need. I pray for the virtue of charity. The third joyful mystery, the Nativity. Joseph and Mary make the difficult journey to Bethlehem. They find no place to stay as Mary is about to give birth to Jesus. They are forced to find cover and a stable on a very cold night. Can you imagine? They accept these circumstances without complaint. Both exemplify the virtue of detachment from the world. I pray for detachment from the world. The fourth joyful mystery, the Presentation. Joseph and Mary make the journey to Jerusalem to present Jesus to the Lord according to Jewish custom. Joseph and Mary share the virtue of purity in thought, word, and deed. I pray for the virtue of purity. The fifth joyful mystery, the Finding in the Temple. Joseph and Mary were returning home from Jerusalem when they realized that Jesus is not with them. They return to Jerusalem and find him in the temple. Even though it sounds like Jesus wants to remain in Jerusalem, he obediently returns home with them. Jesus demonstrates the virtue of obedience to Joseph and Mary, and Joseph and Mary demonstrate throughout their lives their obedience to the Father by the way in which they live their lives. I pray for the virtue of obedience to the will of God. Mary and Joseph are united as one as they use their gifts of abundant virtues to raise their son and live the life that God has chosen for them. And so I pray daily through my guardian angel that he will unite with Cynthia's guardian, that together, like Joseph and Mary, we will be inspired to use our abilities to build up the body of Christ. My prayer for each one of you, as it is for myself, that our hearts will be opened by the Holy Spirit, and that we will be inspired to use our talents, as was St. Joseph, to serve our sisters and brothers according to God's will.